Jackson County Central is sending 10 athletes to the state track and field meet in 8 different events this year. Husky senior Clay Mauchow qualified by setting a new school record in the boys' 110-meter hurdles and nearly setting a new mark in the 300-meter hurdles.
Biggest keys for me would be coaching. York, he does a great job at practice, teaching us all the technique and stuff, and then also the team aspect. All of our teammates push us and practice and stuff. A 4x2, I start the race, so I really got to set the tempo of the race and how we start out. So it's kind of nerve-wracking, but it's also fun for me at the same time because I like that kind of stuff. York really makes us see how good it is, accomplishment it is by giving us starbursts for making it.
Riley Cother returns in the girls' high jump and long jump as a senior.
I tear up a little bit since it is my last year. So all my other years, I was always like, I have next year, I have more years. But being the last, super important. I think like everyone needs to recognize that the importance, like this is it, like you don't get to do this again, so just enjoy it and enjoy your team and the people you're with. Definitely helps with mental battles. Like 4 years ago, I would have been a nervous wreck for everything, but you know, being experienced and knowing how to deal with things and kind of just trusting myself and the work that I put in.
Fellow senior Ben DeLean returns in the boys 200 meters after resetting his own school record.
For me, it feels great. Hopefully win it this year. You know, I have a pretty good chance, but all in all, it's just amazing to be back. Bring a little bit more people too. I didn't think I'd run this fast this year, honestly. Individually, it's amazing. Focus on yourself. You know, don't worry about other people. Don't worry about the crowd up there. It's a big atmosphere. Deep breaths. Try to calm yourself down in the big moment.
Quinn Lander is another senior boys qualifier in the pole vault after battling back from multiple injuries.
So I had my LCL, MCL, and my meniscus reconstructed in my right knee, and then my meniscus in my left knee. I might have to have another surgery in my left knee. My MCL is torn in my left knee. So it's just the movement and like the recovery is just taking so long. Probably lost 30 pounds. Yeah, it was a big challenge. But having, you know, physical therapy every day, tons of stuff. And it's just been a huge challenge, even getting back in pole vault mentally. Such a mental sport. When you have a team that you're going up with, you kind of count on each other. This year's a little bit more on the stakes than my last year, but, you know, it'll be fun. Yeah, it's really amazing. Come back my senior year, finally, like, we're at state.
Mauchow, DeLean, and Lander are being joined by Isaac Hesbeck on one of the best 4x200 relay teams in school history.
Pretty exciting. It's first time making a state appearance in track. We worked hard all season. Started with a good relays, practiced hard. Ran hard when it mattered. Getting a good start, making sure our handoffs are good, and just running hard.
The girls' 4x200 relay team is an elite JCC company as well. Husky sophomore Natalia Ramos starts the race.
It was definitely exhilarating. It was a really close race, but then we saw it on the scoreboard, and it was definitely just like a moment of like realization hits you, and it's like, we're going to state. We're definitely focusing on handoffs and definitely focusing on using more speed, because I think this is the first time this season that we're going to run it without anybody having a race. It's going to be like our first time all of us being 100%. I definitely try to motivate myself a lot and really think about like getting out fast and finishing faster and handing off.
Fellow sophomore Zoe Hall runs the second leg.
We've definitely been really determined to get obviously better times, but we've also been bonding as a team. Since it's been the same relay basically all season, so we've all just made good friendships and definitely pushed each other to be better, and it's just fun.
Huskies freshman Stevie Unteed runs the third leg.
It's a newer handoff. Instead of blind handoffs, it's a different like method kind of. So we just are working on perfecting it. I think it's cool just because you're like going as a team. It's more of like you're working together to perfect something, and it's just more fun as a team.
Allie Lubin is the anchor as a seventh grader.
I just have a good mindset and push myself, because if I have a good mindset, then I can be better. Kind of follow like Natalia and Zoe, because I mean, they're older, and Natalia's been there, and yeah, they kind of know what's going on. Just being there, having fun and stuff.
The state track and field meet begins on Tuesday at St. Michael Albertville High School. Preliminary action in the running events and finals competition in the field events in Class 1A begin at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, with the running event finals on Wednesday at 3:30.